It's time for our weekly Astronomy Ireland Skywatch with David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland. And David joins me on the line. David, very good evening to you.
Good evening, Eugene. Yeah.
How are you?
This evening with public lecture online this evening. And the BBC are getting in on the act. They have a show on too.
Okay.
Lots to do and see tonight.
Okay, we'll come back to that. And yeah, how's your week been so far?
Well, very hectic over the weekend. We were tracking that Russian satellite that might have hit Cork or Kerry last Saturday morning.
Mm.
So it's hard to tell where these things are going to re-enter. But the background story was that 53 years ago, the Russians launched a probe to Venus, similar to the Venera 8. It did eventually get there. And it didn't get to Venus at all. The final motor didn't boost the orbit up, and it went into orbit around the Earth. 53 years, slowly getting lower and lower, until on May the 10th it was expected to burn up in the atmosphere, and we're still not certain where it burnt up. The Russian Space Agency have said it burnt up over the Indian Ocean, but no one has confirmed that, and we think that's just their predictions, and predictions can be out by thousands of miles. But we do know it didn't. The only chance it had to hit Ireland was about 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, when it flew over, or would have flown over, South Kerry and the lower half of Cork County. But the European Space Agency has a radar that tracked it from mainland Europe, and it saw it the pass before, but not the pass after it crossed Ireland. So we think it burnt up before it got to Ireland, for sure. And if you believe the Russians, and not everybody does, then it burnt up over the Indian Ocean thousands of miles away. So we're on tenterhooks. I even went out at 8:30 to watch the sky in case there was a fireball blazing across Irish skies that morning, but we didn't see anything. So maybe the Russians were right, or probably did burn up over the ocean. It's an open story.
And David, what size of an object are we talking about here, and what weight would it be, for example?
Well, it was very unusual because it was covered in titanium to survive the re-entry process into Venus' atmosphere. And remember, it's 500 degrees Celsius nearly on Venus' surface. The air pressure is 100 times what we're breathing now. So this was a space-hardened vehicle, and it wasn't expected to disintegrate like most bits of space debris coming down do. So we expected the whole thing would hit. That's a half a ton in the size of a washing machine, that would hit the ground at 150 miles an hour. That's one big bullet. So it could have done serious damage had it hit any one or thing. But, you know, it's only be too alarmist. 70% of the Earth is covered in water, so it's probably going to land in the ocean. But there was always a chance it could hit inhabited areas, and things have hit inhabited areas before.
And even something a half a ton coming at that speed and at that speed would cause some crater if it actually hit, would it not?
Yeah, I mean, imagine this thing is half a ton. So it's not only that, say, roughly the half the weight of a car, but it's very small, so it's very dense, and that gives it a lot more penetrating power. And it's doing 150 miles an hour, so that's twice the motorway speed limit. And when your speed doubles, the amount of energy you've got quadruples. So this was equal to a collision of a very dense object on a motorway at full speed. So it would have smashed anything it hit to smithereens.
Right. Now, then let's look at the International Space Station, because this is the ISS is visible over Ireland every evening this week. Now, first of all, how do people spot it? And when should they start looking for it?
Yeah, this is a fantastic thing to watch with just the naked eye. Get the whole family out. I mean, it's the brightest thing in the sky when it flies over, because it's the most expensive object ever built by humankind in space, costing around 100 billion euros. So, you know, we're talking about a half a trillion euros. And it was made by bolting components together. We couldn't launch anything this heavy, 400 tons. In one go. So it's inhabited. There are 7 astronauts on board at the moment, and so you can give them a wave when they fly over. When it flies over, it's the brightest thing in the sky. You only see it for a couple of minutes. And from Ireland, we get to see it every night for about 2 weeks, every 2 months. And that two-week window started last Friday. I've already seen it a couple of times myself, all the lovely clear skies we've got, and there are a lot more coming. So tonight, for instance, the time is 2 minutes past 10. Then it'll go all the way around the Earth and fly over Ireland again at 11:39 p.m. So you have two chances to see it tonight. There's lots of reasons to go out. We'll mention the full moon in a minute and look out at Irish skies. And then the time will be different every night after that. So what you do is you go to our website, astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see our social media, so whether on Instagram, Facebook, X, Twitter. Follow us there. And every day before the sun sets, we'll give you the exact minute to watch. And if it's going to pass in front of the moon or any planets, we'll tell you exactly where you need to be in Ireland to see that happen. Because there are apps out there to give you the time, but they won't give you the specific details for Ireland. So, you know, at least follow Astronomy Ireland's social media as well.
Now, if you're looking up at the sky out there at you go out at 5 to 10 or 10 o'clock, you're looking south, am I correct?
Yes, yeah. And because it's the brightest thing in the sky, if you don't know your directions, just go out there. We'll get the minutes correct. That's how accurate we can be. And just look around the sky. And if you see something moving at about the speed that high-flying jet aircraft cross the sky, it's not too fast. If it zips across the sky, that's a shooting star meteor. But if it's cruising across the sky, and if you've got where the sun went down in the right-hand side, it'll be going from right to left, and it's brighter than any of the stars in the sky. That's the International Space Station. There are other satellites up there that are not as bright, that are unmanned. They're not as interesting, but there's about 1,000 of them that you can see with the naked eye. But we focus on ISS because it's got people on board. It has seven astronauts.
So it's 10:02 p.m. this evening, the brightest star out there that's moving at more or less the same speed as a jet.
Yeah, roughly that kind of speed. Takes a couple of minutes to cross the sky.
Okay.
And those times we give are when it's at its highest, which is usually in the south.
Now, the flower moon. Now, it's a full moon, and that's also tonight. Now, I suppose, what's the story behind the flower moon?
Yeah, well, there are roughly 12 moons every year. That's where we get the months from. I mean, months are still linked into our calendar from ancient times. And the North American Indians gave names to the moons, and because the Americans dominate the internet, their names have sort of stuck internationally. So this one's called the flower moon, because this time of year, all the flowers have started to come out. So nothing special about that. So it's a full moon is what makes it interesting. And you'll see it rise from Kilkenny. I worked out the exact time is 9:43 p.m. But even if you're over in the southeast of tip of the country, it'll only rise 10 minutes before that and about 10 minutes afterwards if you're in the extreme northwest up in Mayo. So roughly a quarter to 10, you'll see the moon rising. And the great thing about the moon rising is it's always usually dimmed by dust particles in the air, and it goes a little bit pink or yellow. And also it's easy to line up with foreground objects, including people, but landscape features as well. You can make very picturesque photos, even with your smartphone. And we want people to send in their best shot. Don't send us all of them, because there'll be hundreds of people doing it. The skies are clear. Just your best photo. If you go to astronomy.ie, you'll see the contact us section will tell you where to send them to the magazine, and we'll publish the best pictures of the flower moon rising on May the 12th over Ireland.
Now, and it all happens this evening. It's all very well timed for people. They're not hanging around for ages. So it's a quarter to 10, 9:43 for the moon rising, and then they all have to do is wait till 10:02 then for the International Space Station coming around Ireland at the speed of a jet, or the supposed speed of it looks as the speed of a jet anyway, and it's the brightest star. Like, it's all happening in a very short time frame this evening, isn't it?
It is. And there's one other thing that's happening at 10 o'clock. You might have to set your video for this one. And that's the BBC are showing their Sky at Night programme. This month, it's about the exploration of Mars, what's coming next. They always do a fantastic job. We've been following it for decades, ever since Sir Patrick Moore used to come to Ireland and give public talks for Astronomy Ireland. So it's one of the best shows in the world about astronomy. Tune into that. If you're a member of Astronomy, I will actually email the link to watch it anywhere in the world on Wednesday, in fact. But tonight, 10 p.m, BBC 4 is the place to watch.
Okay. Now, David, you also mentioned in your notes and that to me that Mars, Jupiter, and Venus are all visible this week. Now, I suppose two questions about that. One, where should we look for each, and why is this a particularly good time to spot the Beehive Cluster near Mars?
Yeah, well, we've got two planets in evening skies and two for people like getting up the crack of dawn to see Venus. So the first one is Jupiter, but you'll have to look very quick because it's low down in the west. As soon as it gets dark, you're going to be viewing in twilight for Jupiter. We've had great views of it over the last few months. But Mars is still well to its upper left and is the highest evening planet you're going to see. So it looks like an orangey-red star, about as bright as the brightest stars in the sky. But if you aim your binoculars at it, in the same field of view, so put Mars on the left, you'll see over to the right a little clump of stars, which you can normally see on a dark night with the naked eye, a little hazy patch. And that's the Beehive Star Cluster. We've had some brilliant photographs in, because over the last couple of weeks, Mars has been passing through the top of the cluster, and now it's moving to the left night by night from that cluster. But you can still see it in the same binocular field of view tonight for the next few nights as well. And that's a rare treat if you have a pair of binoculars, to add to just saying you've seen Mars in the night sky with the naked eye. And then if you like getting up at dawn, then you can watch Venus low in the east just before sunrise. You might just spot it if you're pottering about that time in the morning anyway. And they're the three planets that we can easily see in Irish skies this week.
Now, early risers then on Wednesday can see Antares near the moon. What makes this star special, and how does it kind of fit in with the constellation Scorpius?
Yeah, well, it's the brightest star in the constellation of Scorpius. Its name is Antares, Ant meaning the rival, Ares meaning Mars. So it's the rival of Mars because it's an orange-red star. And the ancient astronomers didn't know what planets really were. The Greek word planet means wandering star. So they plotted the constellations and noticed these few bright ones moved around month to month. So they assumed they were gods. They named the planets after gods. But Antares was fixed in Scorpius, the same brightness and color as Mars, so they called it the rival of Mars. Occasionally they will pass close to one another. So if you like getting up at dawn again, then on Wednesday morning, you can see Antares very close to the moon. There's a diagram in our magazine showing exactly what it will look like. But if you haven't got the diagram, you're just looking at the moon on Wednesday morning, then you'll see above the moon is Antares.
Now,
the moon will be nearly full. So although Antares is one of the brightest stars in the sky, it will only look like a tiny star next to such a bright moon. But that's a treat to watch for. If you're up around 5 a.m. in the morning, perhaps getting ready for school or work, we should have clear skies all week. So this could be a chance to see Antares very close to the moon.
Brilliant. And finally and briefly, your lecture tonight. You have a lecture tonight. How can people get involved in that lecture tonight?
Yeah, every month we have a public lecture online for everybody in the country to watch, and we've invited a world expert, Dr. Heidi Thiemann, who runs an organization about people who work in space. So that's astronauts, astronomers. Why do they do it? What do they do? So if you want to be an astronomer, or you want to be an astronaut, or you want to just know what they get up to, 7 o'clock tonight is our monthly talk. They're usually on the second Monday of the month. Tickets are on the website, astronomy.ie. You'll automatically be sent the Zoom link. Zoom is dead easy to use if you've never used it before.
Yep, okay.
And it means we can now be a national group and let everybody watch in on these talks.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks as always, David, for guiding us through the cosmos. That's David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine.